June 9th, Characteristics of the Wise, Proverbs chapter 9, verses 8 through 11. Do not correct a scoffer, lest he hate you. Rebuke a wise man, he will love you. Give instructions to a wise man, he will be still wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of your life will be added to you. Once again, wisdom is talking, and wisdom is personified as a woman. But in the latter part of the chapter, foolishness is also personified as female. But I would not make too much of the gender-specific verses. The subject of the entire proverb is wisdom, how wisdom acts, and the benefits of wisdom. In our verses for today, we see how wisdom acts, particularly in response to correction. The scoffer is contrasted with the wise person. The scoffer is defined as one who mocks, boasts, and shows contempt. This is the person who has very little humility, and it shows when correction is administered. When a scoffer is corrected, they will hate you. And this reaction is far different from that of a wise person. When a wise person is rebuked, they'll still love you. In fact, they will love you for correcting them. This is an extremely important characteristic of a wise person. They will not withdraw from you or reject you when corrected. So when you find someone who shows appreciation for you issuing a strong rebuke, hold on to this person. They are valuable and rare. A wise person does not believe they know it all, so they're always learning. When you give instruction to a wise person, they receive and utilize it. They always want to grow and improve, so they're in constant learning mode. Because they're learners, it makes more sense as to why they respond well to rebukes. When correction comes, they get wiser and improve, so they're grateful for the help. The wise person has the fear of God. They're not casual or flippant about him, and because of this humility before God, they qualify for more of his grace and are able to grow. Gaining an understanding of God is the foundation for wisdom and growth. The wise person knows that the fear of God produces wisdom, and wisdom produces productive days and length of life. Application. It's helpful to hang around with wise people. Learning their ways pays off in the long run. It's also important to strive to be a wise person. But don't confuse spiritual wisdom with academic prowess. A person can be a book-smart genius but lack true wisdom. To become a wiser person, accept and do not reject correction. Stay positioned as a learner, which means welcoming input, even if it stings. Have a genuine respect and reverence for God. This respect is the basis for humility, and all of us should have a desire to walk humbly before Him. When we get wiser, life gets better.